The state Senate has approved the bill that funds K-12 schools. That includes new language on what school districts are to do with the increased state funding. The Senate is proposing a 1% increase in per-pupil payments in each year of the upcoming biennium. This, as school districts will be receiving federal money due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But it comes with strings attached.
In schools, education takes place in the classroom, and that's where we want to focus North Dakota money.
Grand Forks Republican Senator Ray Holmberg chairs the Appropriations Committee and also chaired the K-12 subcommittee. He says that subcommittee, which also included Bismarck Republican Senator Nicole Poolman and Senate Minority Leader Joan Heckman of New Rockford, approved language that tells local districts 70% of the new state money has to be spent on teachers and other non-administrative personnel.
This is the same tool that Governor John Hoeven used in 2003. And since that time, North Dakota's teacher compensation has gone from a tie with South Dakota and Mississippi at the bottom of all states to in the middle of the pack.
The vote on House Bill 1013 was 44-3. It now goes back to the House to see if it agrees with Senate changes. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.